It is clear to me that this proposal on migration smuggling will also impact negatively on refugees and will only add to their suffering. Although I support the proposal's intention of combating trafficking, especially given that Ireland is failing to meet minimum standards to combat trafficking, it doesn't seek to provide assistance to refugees and fails to recognise that refugees usually only turn to smuggling when there are no other alternatives available. The explanatory memorandum on the proposal states, migrant smuggling to and within the EU is reaching new heights, fuelled by increasing demand due to emerging and deepening crises, most notably economic recessions, environmental emergencies caused by climate change, as well as conflicts and demographic pressure in many third countries. Yet instead of tackling the actual issues, the EU has decided to target migrant smuggling, which is merely a result of these issues. This is not only incredible, but cruel and inhumane, but senseless. As long as these issues remain, migrant smuggling and mass migration will remain. We need to start tackling these issues, or at the very least, stop contributing to them. The uncomfortable truth is that all of us in Europe have contributed negatively to the climate crisis, which has caused environmental emergencies and has resulted in the migration of people forced to leave their homes. We cannot continue contributing to this problem and then refuse to accept the consequences. We need to stop putting all our resources into tackling migration and start focusing on tackling the actual causes of migration. Otherwise, migration will only continue to rise, and I fear the EU migration policies will only continue to get worse. We need to approach this in a humane and compassionate way that assists countries that are experiencing recession, environmental disasters and conflict. This is where we should be focusing our peacekeeping activities as a neutral country. I have often said Ireland has far more to offer in peacekeeping than we do in military might, and our strengths have always been in speaking out against injustice. This is an example of where we can actually use these strengths to make a real and impactful difference. Compromising our neutrality at Europe's request is not the answer. Introducing cruel migration policy at Europe's demand is not the answer. We need to speak up and do what's right, not what Europe has decided is right for us.